This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, held a two-hour high-stakes virtual summit Tuesday, prompted primarily by Moscow's massing of troops along the Ukrainian border for a possible invasion. In a statement following the virtual meeting, the White House said President Biden voiced the deep concerns of the United States and its European allies about Russia's escalation of forces surrounding Ukraine and made it clear the U.S. and its allies would respond with strong economic and other measures in the event of military escalation. The White House said Biden reiterated his support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and called for de-escalation and a return to diplomacy. The White House said the two presidents directed their teams to follow up and said the U.S. would do so in close coordination with its allies and partners. The presidents also discussed the U.S.-Russia dialogue on strategic stability, a separate dialogue on ransomware, as well as joint work on regional issues such as Iran. Moscow had positioned at least 70,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border, with U.S. intelligence officials reporting Russia planned to double that number ahead of a suspected invasion in early 2022. China is accusing the Biden administration of violating the Olympic spirit with its planned diplomatic boycott of the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Games. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijun told reporters Tuesday in Beijing the U.S. would suffer a loss of moral authority and credibility from the boycott, and that it would have a negative impact on bilateral dialogue and cooperation in important areas. China had threatened countermeasures if Washington were to go through with the boycott. Rights groups have pushed for a full-blown boycott of the Games, accusing China of human rights abuses and against ethnic minorities. This is VOA News. Russian officials report a gunman opened fire in a Moscow government services center Tuesday, killing two people and injuring at least three after being told to put on a mask as a COVID-19 precaution. Police told Russian news organizations the incident took place at the multifunctional public service center in the southeast part of the city, the Ryazansky district, around 12 kilometers from Red Square. The Moscow Daily newspaper, RBK, citing a police source, identified the suspect as a 45-year-old Moscow resident and military veteran. From his Twitter account, Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said a suspect was in custody and offered his condolences to the victims and their families. He said doctors were doing their best to help the wounded. Russian Interior Ministry spokeswoman Irina Volk said a 10-year-old girl was among the people wounded. State news agency TASS, citing an unidentified law enforcement source, reported the suspect drew a gun and started firing shots after an argument with a security guard who asked him to put on a face mask. Masks are mandatory in indoor public places like the Municipal Service Center. French judicial and police sources say a suspected killer of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been arrested at Charles de Gaulle Airport outside Paris Tuesday. Khashoggi, a self-exiled Saudi living and working in the U.S., was strangled inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul before his body was dismembered in October of 2018. The arrest came days after French President Emmanuel Macron met in person in Saudi Arabia with de facto ruler Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Macron was the first major Western leader to visit the kingdom since Khashoggi's murder. The police source said the suspect had been identified as former Saudi Arabian Royal Guard Khaled Ed Al-Tabi. The source added the suspect was on a French wanted list and was detained in connection with a warrant issued by Turkey in 2019. French authorities said it was too soon to determine if he would be extradited, according to the judicial source. Officials in southern France say rescue workers recovered the body of a man but also pulled a toddler and the child's mother alive from the rubble of a three-story apartment building that collapsed Tuesday in a suspected gas explosion in the coastal Mediterranean town of Sanar-sur-Mur. Two other people remain missing. Fire department officials say the child, thought to be about 18 months old, was located by sniffer dogs and extracted by rescue workers who dug their way through a giant pile of debris. The official said the child was sent to a hospital for treatment of injuries, as was the mother, who was reported to be in serious condition. The officials say the body recovered from the rubble was that of a man in his 30s, possibly the father of the child, but they could not immediately confirm his identity. The search continues for two other people unaccounted for following the blast that occurred overnight. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.